All right, ladies and gentlemen, hope you're having a fantastic morning. This is Ask the Experts here on Talk Radio 1190. We interview local prominent professionals here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. On what? Well, of course, their area of expertise. I'm the host of the show, Matt Cather. Joining me on today's show, it's great to have him back here on Ask the Experts. We got attorney David Pritchard joining us on the show. Real quick before we get to him, you can find him online at dlplegal.com. That's dlplegal.com. The phone number to reach the fine folks at Pritchard Law Firm, well, it's 817-285-8017. That's 817-285-8017. And Mr. Pritchard, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you. You know, we've done this a couple times with you. I always like to start things off, though. Tell the audience out there, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and the Pritchard Law Firm.
Sure. Be glad to. Good morning. Good to be back on.
Yes.
I've been a lawyer for over 40 years. I've primarily practiced in the bankruptcy area, and that's what we help people with at the Pritchard Law Firm. And we're in Hearst, and we'd be glad to visit with you. And if you've got those burdens that are just bothering you with regarding debt, you're having arguments at home, you just can't sleep at night, or people are threatening you or suing you, you got to talk to us. Let us give you the opportunity to put your problems on my shoulders and figure out a path that will put you in a better place. My goal for people is to have next November be better than see us in November or December or whatever, so that you have a plan so that you can work forward.
And today, like you mentioned, the bankruptcy side of things, that's what we're going to discuss today on the show. And we're going to debunk some of these myths or talk about some of the myths that people usually hear in regards to bankruptcy. And let's kind of just start things off and kind of kick things off on today's show with, if somebody had to file for bankruptcy, Mr. Pritchard, you know, it's always this myth about you can't afford to file for bankruptcy. Explain that for us.
Well, that's a concern people have, and there's no question that lawyers don't work for free. But normally, in almost every circumstance, we can show you how money that you're spending now can be saved and for some period of time be paid to your lawyer so that you can pay the lawyer. There's debts that we can reduce. There's debts that we can wipe out. There's ways that we can delay payments. There's just a number of things we can do. And if you truly are that person who has no income, there's no reasonable expectation of income, we can also guide you to the places that the government has where you can file bankruptcy for free if you can't make it through the programs by paying. You'll have to go through, like any government entity, their terms and conditions. But there are options out there. That I can't afford to file bankruptcy is not a reason not to visit with a bankruptcy lawyer. And at my firm, the first visit's free, so there's certainly no reason to not learn what your options are.
Now, and one of the things to kind of play off that, if somebody is in that situation, they have to file for bankruptcy, can they pick and choose which debts or properties to list when they're filing for bankruptcy?
We cannot pick and choose what debts we list or what property we list because that wouldn't give us a fair picture of the individual. However, we, in most cases, will keep all of their property, and there are some debts like your car loan or your house loan that we'll continue to pay. So we can choose what debts we pay, but we have to list them all. If we left out somebody's house, well, obviously that's not doesn't give us an accurate financial picture of that person's real financial situation. So that's why we got to list them all. But it doesn't mean just because you've listed them, you're going to lose that item.
All right. Remember, folks, we're talking with attorney David Pritchard of the Pritchard Law Firm today on Ask the Experts. DLPlegal.com. DLPlegal.com is the website. 817-285-8017. It's 817-285-8017 is the phone number you can reach him at. We're talking about popular bankruptcy myths today here on Ask the Experts with attorney David Pritchard. You know, in regards to that, can you only file once for bankruptcy protection, or how's that work as well?
We have people that file three and four times, sadly enough. Chapter 13 bankruptcy, especially. In a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, it's usually where you're going to lose your house or your car, and we try to protect that. And sometimes unexpected job changes happen, health changes happen, and we can't complete the first bankruptcy, so we can file another. And I'll tell you that it's really common that I see people who've gone to another bankruptcy lawyer and for whatever reasons their case didn't work out right, and they come to see us again. For everybody, if you wait a complete 7 years after your bankruptcy has been discharged, you can file a bankruptcy again. And in many cases, depending on your situation, it's a much shorter period of time after you've completed a bankruptcy. So just because you had a bankruptcy in the past doesn't mean that you can't get that relief again. And if you are struggling again, not sleeping at night, arguing with your spouse, getting sued, you should come talk to somebody and let them explain to you what they can do. And we'd be glad to do it at my office.
What about back taxes? Let's go to that way. Can you get rid of back taxes through bankruptcy?
Well, yes and no. We can't get rid of taxes where you didn't file the tax return. So if you're a non-filer, the first thing we have to do is get your tax returns filed. And that would be something we would do in partnership with a CPA or an accountant that you use, or we can help you find. But the most important thing is, in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, we only have to pay back the taxes in almost every case. Many, many people come to see me and they say, I owe the IRS $40,000. Well, guess what? The penalty and interest may be $30,000 worth of that debt. We can wipe that out in almost all cases, so we only have to pay back the actual tax that you are due and owing, the $10,000. And there are certain circumstances where enough time has passed and you filed your taxes on time and all that, that we can actually wipe out some of the taxes. Taxes and bankruptcy is a complicated issue, and we have to look at each case individually. But the general rule is that we can deal with penalty and interest and greatly reduce your obligation, if nothing else. And, you know, interest is continuing to grow, and penalties are continuing to grow each month. So it makes sense to get your situation under control. And if you're paying money to the IRS, why have it go to taxes, or not to taxes, but the penalty and interest, when if we file bankruptcy, we can wipe that out so your payments are getting credited where you want them to get credited. So come talk to somebody about your situation if you have a problem with back taxes.
Now, sir, I know something that you see pretty often in regards to when somebody or a family has to file for bankruptcy. It tends to cause some troubles within the family. It may even lead to divorce. If you file for that, do you see that? Will it cause, you know, some rife, I guess you could say, maybe leading to a divorce?
Well, we do see that, but not as much as you would think. What
well,
we
good.
Do find is that many times by filing bankruptcy and putting a plan together and getting husband and wife to talk about their finances will make for a better long-term family situation.
Oh, nice.
If the typical family, if they're having financial problems, one of them shuts down, doesn't want to talk about it. Or if they start to talk about it, it leads to a fight. Well, we can do it in my office where we're explaining what the options are and they're realistic options so that we can reduce the stress. So we can explain and work with, hey, I get my paycheck every 2 weeks. Here's how we're going to deal with that paycheck. And so we can reduce that. Now, sadly enough, we see lots of people who come to file bankruptcy because they've got a divorce. They've already got the divorce, and it may not have been caused by financial situations. But the truth is that it is cheaper to live together than it is to live apart in a marriage situation. And sometimes a divorce leads to additional expenses like child support and insurance obligations. So bankruptcy is something that should be explored if you're having family problems, and the root of those family problems is finances.
Well, I'm sure that is good to hear for some listeners out there that in the end it might be more beneficial for you. So that's good news. Now, let's go ahead and do one more before we take a quick break here on Ask the Experts. We're talking with Attorney David Pritchard on today's show. If you file for bankruptcy, even if you file for bankruptcy, one of these myths of people hear that creditors will still harass you and your family. Is that true?
That is not true. I have been involved in a number of cases where the harassment stops immediately. In fact, almost every case, because the creditors understand the rules. They understand what bankruptcy is. When the day you file bankruptcy, the bankruptcy court enters something called the automatic stay. It automatically stops your creditors from contacting you directly. They must contact me, your attorney, rather than you. And we explain what the process is. In the very rare circumstances where people continue to harass you, we will file an action with the court to get them penalized. And in almost every case, we get money back in your pocket and your attorney's fees paid for people who violate these rules and regulations. If you think about it, the bankruptcy judge only hears bankruptcy cases. So people who don't want to follow his rules and regulations, they don't do very good in front of him. And so we're able to get good results, but we rarely see it. I probably see one or two a year. So it will stop the harassment. It'll stop the telephone calls. It'll stop the letters. It will stop the lawsuits. Wherever you're at, we can help stop that.
It's attorney David Pritchard of the Pritchard Law Firm, dlplegal.com. It's dlplegal.com. That's the website you find them at, 817-285-8017. It's 817-285-8017. We're going to take a quick break here on Ask the Experts. We're going to come back, pick up where we left off. We're talking in regards, nice topic of conversation today. I like this popular bankruptcy myth, and he's helping us find out what's true or false out there. So stay tuned. This is Ask the Experts here on Talk Radio 1190. Quick break, folks.
At the Pritchard Law Firm, they are proud to offer knowledgeable, first-class service to every single client. Backed by decades of experience in both collections and bankruptcy, our founder, David, represents creditors, lenders, and individuals who face a financial dilemma. At the Pritchard Law Firm, their caseload covers nearly all areas of the collection field, guarding clients' rights in regards to collateral and unpaid accounts. They regularly take on cases that involve home equity lawsuits, foreclosure, evictions, sequestrations, replevin, general collection matters, and bankruptcy matters under Chapters 7, 11, and 13 of the Bankruptcy Code. Most of our services are provided on a flat fee basis. This means you can set a budget for each file. We primarily represent clients in Fort Worth, Dallas, Parker, and Denton counties, as well as the surrounding regions of the DFW Metroplex. Contact the Pritchard Group today at 817-285-8017.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few. The proud. The Marines.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. Hope you're enjoying this great morning. It is a little chilly, but it's nice out. We're talking with attorney David Pritchard on today's Ask the Experts. Of course, we interview local professionals down around here in the Metroplex. I'm the host of the show, Matt Cather. Before we get back to attorney Pritchard, well, dlplegal.com is where you can find him at. That's dlplegal.com, the website for the Pritchard Law Firm. 817-285-8017. That's 817-285-8017. We're talking in regards to popular bankruptcy myths today. Really cool conversation we're having, and we're debunking some of these things that people always have and are curious in regards to all these bankruptcy myths. So let's jump right back into things. Is it really hard to file for bankruptcy, sir?
Well, here's the way I explain the concept of hard in many, many things. The simple is hard until you understand it. And so, Matt, if you were to try to fill out the bankruptcy forms and complete the bankruptcy forms, you would find it very hard. But with the experience at my law office, where we have over 60 years of actual lawyer experience filing bankruptcies, It is not difficult. We have seen your problems before. So what we expect of the person coming to see us is a list of the people you owe money to, the amount of money you owe them, and their address, and then we need economic information about you. We'll need 6 months worth of paychecks. We'll need a budget of how you're spending your money. Things that really aren't hard, but some people don't do them, and so they're more difficult for others. But really, the real work is done, and the magic is done at our office, where we take your information and put it in the bankruptcy forms and do that, much similar to how a CPA or an accountant would handle your taxes. So for someone just to say, I'm going to do this myself, I would say that's very hard and very dangerous and prone to mistakes that would cost you thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars if you do it wrong. But for an experienced attorney who's filed a lot of bankruptcies, we have a system, we know what to do, and we can take your information and use it to the best of your particular case. So for us, it's not hard. But if the dishwasher doesn't work at my house, I call a dishwasher repairman or a plumber, whatever needs to be done, because that's hard for me. That guy who has the training and who has done that for years, he can fix that problem without any problem. I have a former employee who called me a while back ago, and his dryer wasn't working. And somehow he figured out how to cut the tip of his finger off trying to fix his dryer. As he said, put my finger in the wrong place. Well, we won't put our finger in the wrong place for you. We know exactly what we're doing, and we'll be able to help you out. So I don't think it's hard, and that's what you want. Somebody that's not afraid of it. Somebody who's been to the courthouse. Somebody who's filled out the paperwork. We'd be glad to help you, and you won't find it hard, and you won't find us difficult to work with.
I got another question or myth that comes around, I guess, in regards to the marriage aspect of things. If you're married, Mr. Pritchard, do both you and your spouse have to file for bankruptcy?
Absolutely not. Both do not have to file for bankruptcy. However, there are situations where it makes more economic sense. Most people who have been married for a long time have joint debt. It would make little sense for the husband to file bankruptcy, wipe out all his debt, and the wife to be stuck with the remaining debt, and the creditors continue to harass her. That wouldn't be very good for the family unit. But in today's society, where we see lots of second marriages, blended families, it is not uncommon for one of the spouses to bring debt into the family relationship, and we can file bankruptcy just for that spouse and wipe out their debt. And the other spouse doesn't have to file if they don't have any obligations, or the obligations they have after the filing of the bankruptcy, the family will be able to handle.
Now, the next one I wanted to get to, and this is probably really important, a question you get often because it's in regards to credit. And I know everybody's always concerned about their credit score. If you have to file bankruptcy, will this hurt your credit for 10 years?
Matt, credit is the number one question we get. What will it do to my credit? And the reason for that is because people who have been living on the financial edge for a long time are used to, when they got a problem, hey, I've got that MasterCard with $500 left on it, so I can go grocery shopping, or I can buy a Christmas gift, or whatever it is. But credit will be impacted by your filing of bankruptcy. But 10 years, that's the old school. That's back in the 80s time frame. What has happened is that communication through the internet between creditors and lenders and you it happens almost overnight that information is reported on your credit. I get on a MasterCard that I have a almost bi-monthly email that says, your credit report score has changed. It's probably changed 1 or 2 points most of the time I open it up, and it has to do whether I've reduced a credit card payment or paid off a bill or something like that. We see that people who file bankruptcy after their discharge are able to get credit in approximately 24 months. Now, what do you do if you can't get credit for 24 months? What I point out is you're not making those credit card payments. We've helped you reduce those bills, so we're going to want you to become to work for saving money and be a cash payer so that when you have to put those tires on the car, you have the $300 set aside so you can do that because you know that, and we'll help you figure that out. So no, credit's not going to be ruined for 10 years. It's more likely a 24-month period of time, as long as you're able to continue to keep a job, pay what bills you've agreed to pay, you should be fine and recover.
We're talking with attorney David Pritchard on today's Ask the Expert show. We got a couple more minutes, about 5 minutes before we wrap things up with him. Attorney David Pritchard, you can find him online at dlplegal.com. It's dlplegal.com. That's where the fine folks of the Pritchard Law Firm is found. But you can also give him a call, 817-285-8017. That's 817-285-8017. We're debunking some bankruptcy myths today. I like it. And I want to go right into things in regards to, let's play right off that credit. If you talked about how it won't affect you for 10 years, but will you ever get credit again? Will you never get credit again, I guess you could say?
Well, again, really what I try to have people envision is think about when you were young, when you were first starting off to get credit. That's what you will be able to get credit, but that's what it's going to be. You know, you're going to have to be able to prove your income. You're going to have to be able to prove you've paid for your apartment or your house, wherever you're living for a period of time. And that's going to have to be built up. So the example that I normally give is if you want to buy a house or a car, things that they would expect you to buy, those are going to be easier. Now, there may be more paperwork, but you can get that loan. If you want to buy a $10,000 tennis bracelet, you better have $10,000 set aside because they're not going to lend you money as easily for the luxuries of life. But the creditors understand, and there's actually a group of creditors out there, or lenders, pardon me, a group of lenders who specialize in people who have come out of bankruptcy and financial situations who understand it. So you can get credit. It's just going to take a period of time to build it up. And again, that's the number one question we give. And so it makes sense. We've addressed it a couple times. But if you have specific questions on how your particular credit will be impacted, make an appointment. We'll talk about it. Again, there's no charge. And we'll be glad to explain that and the other concerns that you have so you can start to put your burdens on my shoulders and let my law firm help you resolve your problems.
I know one thing that people are really, or I say most of the time, always concerned about is if they do have to file for bankruptcy, do they lose everything they have? Is that a true or false? How's that work as well?
That's false.
Okay.
What we do in Texas, we are the most liberal state in the United States as far as getting to keep your items. We have what's called exempt property. That's property you get to keep. If you don't owe any money and your exempt property doesn't have a lien against it, like you own your car outright, then you get to keep it and you don't have to pay anybody for it. Your homestead, we have an unlimited homestead exemption where if you have a $500,000 house, you get to keep that $500,000 house as long as we can figure out how to pay for it in the future. So no, you're not going to lose everything. The things that you would expect to lose are luxury items. I got a big difficulty. If you've got a $40,000 bass boat, it's going to be hard for me to keep that $40,000 bass boat. I'm going to be honest with you. We can do it, but it's hard. There's going to be repercussions to doing that. And so we just have to understand that your situation is going to be an individual situation. But the expectation for most of my clients is we're going to keep all of our assets, we're going to wipe out most of the debt, and we're going to move forward, and things are going to be better. And next November is going to be better for you than this November because we've made these steps and we've filed this bankruptcy. And we can guide you through it at the Pritchard Law Firm.
Well, we're running short on time, unfortunately, because we did cover a lot, but we had more to get to. That's all right. We still got more shows we'll do in the future. Mr. Pritchard, if for our listeners out there, you got any closing remarks? You want to wrap this up for us in regards to these bankruptcy myths? Or what is the main takeaway for the day's show?
Well, I think the main takeaway from the show is that, like in any decision that's a major decision, get good information. Don't rely on what my hairdresser told me, what my friend told me. Go get advice from a lawyer. If you don't come to my office, which is where we'd really like you to come, go see somebody else. There's, to get good answers. This time of year is really hard for people having financial problems. You want to be able to have a nice Thanksgiving and have the turkey and the ham and not be stressed out about how much that cost. You want to be able to do things for your family for Christmas. Talk to somebody and, again, put those worries and concerns on our shoulders, and let's put a plan together that will work and that we can help you. And I look forward to doing that. It's what I love to do, is help people. I recently bought a picture that was called, it's of a person riding a horse. It's called Tangled, because we like to untangle people's problems. And so the picture was okay, but it was the title that got me, because it fits my office, that we want to help people untangle their problems.
And if you want to reach out to them and to untangle those problems, they'd love to hear from you. Pritchard Law Firm. We're talking to attorney David Pritchard, dlplegal.com. That's dlplegal.com. The phone number is 817-285-8017. It's 817-285-8017. Like he said, he'd love to hear from you. If you got, even if you just got some questions for him, reach out to the fine folks over there. Mr. Pritchard, always great to have you on the show. I look forward to doing it again here soon, correct?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. Hope you have a great day, and the rest of your guests do great.
Thank you, sir. And that is another one in the books with attorney David Pritchard. Always great to have him on Ask the Experts. We'll do it with him soon. We still got a ton of things to cover on the show, so stay tuned, folks. This is Ask the Experts here on Talk Radio 1190. We're just getting started. Hang with us.